You know what I was just thinking here on the KYMN radio station? I am wearing earphones, and boy, I can hear everything just perfect. I take them off, and I have to say whack. I have to say huh. And a week ago, yesterday, during the Defeat of Jesse James Day's meetings, I had a, you know, everybody gives a report and asks for help from others, etc. And I said, Julie, that's my wife, you finally win over. I'm going to have to get some hearing aids because I could not hear the people that were responding to questions I asked. So it just happened now in the studio. John Clemenson's here, and he's talking to me, and I can't hear him, and I put my earphones on. So, John, I have my earphones on so I can hear everything you're going to say, and you're going to say a lot because you are one busy guy right now. John Clemenson is the chairperson of Bridge Square and the concession stands.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Wayne.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Bridge Square is already filling up with vendors, and chaos has ensued for probably the next 5 hours.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Did they all come on Wednesday?
Yes. Okay. Everybody for Bridge Square comes on Wednesday. Everybody for the rodeo, because we supply the vendors for the rodeo also, they come Thursday afternoon, Friday morning.
Okay. And this is one of the things that is an annual event. You have the regulars, the stand, the people that have been there forever, and then you have a long list of people that want to be in there, and you have to make a decision who to cut, who to invite, and how to welcome the ones that have been there on a consistent basis. You have to say, well, you know, last year they really were busy, so I think we're going to have to raise the price of square footage. And that's the part that I never understood. How do concession people, because I've had a lot of them over the years ask me if they can get into the concessions, how do they... How does that work? I mean, why do people line up? Is it a good payday for them?
Well, I think what I've been hearing over the last 4 years since I've been doing this, concessions chairs, this is one of their busiest events. The people of Northfield and all the communities that come in and visit, that it's the nicest community they come to, and it is brings in the biggest crowds. Even when it's a rainy, weather's not real warm, the concessionaires seem to do absolutely awesome. I have a few vendors down there. Some of the originals have been there for 33 years. That's an insane amount of time to come to one event.
I bet I can guess what it is.
Yeah. And then, you know, downtown Bridge Square has been full for the last 2 years. We don't have a space for any other vendor. I just found out that our guy who's got all the blinky stuff, he's got the red, white, and blues, yep, and everything.
He's the nice guy.
He's a great guy, Charlie Epps, and his inventory that he had ordered for this event got destroyed in a storm last night.
What happened?
And apparently they had tornadoes and things go through, and
where?
Wherever he stores. He's up north, and I don't know exactly where he's at right now. But
I
just got the call that said he's not going to make it, and he's got a booth here and down at the rodeo site, and he just loves coming to this event, and the kids walk around with everything, and he'll supply a kid with something blinky so that he'll increase sales, and he'll just give it to him. I mean, he's just a super guy, so... Yeah, hearts go out to him
for
losing that kind of inventory.
You know, being the guy that I am, my first thought after that is, I'm sorry to hear that happened. Then I think, hey, man, he had a prime spot on Bridge Square, and you have people lined up wanting to be here. Do you think that you're going to be able to fill that spot with some wannabes?
Well, I think the way I look at things right now, every time I bring somebody in, first of all, they have to be different from anything else that we have. And... We have to have room for them.
What is the reason for that?
Well, because I want somebody like turkey legs. They're very specific food. Lemonade, they're very specific to what they do. The Dairy Association, you know, the Dippin' Dots. Like, I don't want somebody else to come in and take from them. And when I got the position, there was already 5 corn dog vendors, 4 or 5 cheese curds. I'm not going to cut any of those guys because they're just... they're staples with the community, and they're staples with being on where they're at, and they're not doing anything wrong, and so I'm not just going to kick them out because I got too many cheese curds.
Sometimes they overreact to 1 or 2 inches.
Yes, they do. So you asked earlier how you get in, and so the day after last year's event, I was getting phone calls already to see if they could get into this event. And what I normally do, I will start them at the rodeo. And if they like it and they want to move up, once somebody falls off because either they want to get out of the business, which hasn't happened. The only other thing that happened is someone sold the business and they didn't want to come back to this event because they didn't know anything about this event. A couple other ones were sold and they kept the event coming back because they do a lot of money. And that's basically what it is we are 100% full. We have been 100% full. And replacing Charlie Epps, he's on the turf, the grass, and he's got a lot of foot traffic that goes by him.
On the cement, on the grass up there.
Yeah. And I don't think I could put a food vendor up there unless I could find a unique enough one, like Cakewalk. A Cakewalk is on the grass on the other side of them, and they do great there. They're a local business in town, and they were doing cupcakes on a stick, I think, last year. Yeah. And it's fabulous. Oh, my gosh. Those guys have a talent that you can't even imagine.
John is my guest. John, of course, the concessionaire guy for the last 5 years, Clemenson. And I like John because I kind of feel like he is a fantastic bodyguard.
Thanks, Wayne.
Well, you are built like a whatever they say. Your handshake.
A brick outhouse.
You finally, our handshake. Now, you understand that I don't like to feel your strength.
Right.
So you get a little softer, and I appreciate that very much. But I always wish I had a look like you do. You know, broad shoulders, muscles, and outgoing, fun guy, but don't cross me. That's the attitude I have towards you. And I think that might be pretty nice for your position because you're a good guy, you're a jovial person, and if somebody is running amok, whatever, you know, you can change, and I don't think people want to mess with you.
That's what I hear. And I've got a lot of switches. I tell a lot of people I've got a lot of switches. Whatever switch I need to bring, I can bring that switch. I have been gifted with that ability. And I never like to bring out the bad switches, but I'm a protector in general. And if I have to bring that kind of switch will be brought.
Well, tell us a little more about, I understand, about who's been there for 33 years.
I think Dimitri, who is the Euro guy. And some people might better know him as the kebabs guy.
The Greek facing the post office.
Yes, and he's one of the only Giro, I think is how you pronounce that uses the true tzatziki sauce. And his lines are up and down the sidewalks. If you've ever been to Bridge Square, any given day, and if there's just, you have to budge through people to keep moving straight through if you're not in line, and the line will go all the way down the post office parking lot. It's crazy, and they're awesome. They're absolutely phenomenal.
Well, that's the one that I really enjoy, and I get one every year, of course, and I call it grazing. A lot of people do. But you used to have before your time Nick Pitsavis, who was related to Bill Pitsavis, who has Basil's Pizza here in town.
Oh, nice.
And anyhow, he had a similar stand like that. So you could go to either one of them. And, okay, you know, like, oh, there's 10 people in that line. I'll go over here to the one with 9 people.
Right.
And so now there's only the one. And people just, it's an annual event. Like, they get that kebab on a stick.
Yeah, I talked to him 2 weeks ago, and he was preparing kebabs already for this event because he does so well. Tell you a little story about Dimitri, who is the guy that owns that. I met him in Faribault at Heritage Days, and he had a line that was 30 people long, and he was all by himself, and he had a grill full of kebabs, and he was just running ragged. I said, hey, Dimitri, I said, do you mind if I help you out? No, I got it. I'm like, I'll just man the grill for you. You take care of your customers. I'll man the grill for you. No. It took me two or three times to convince him. Finally, he let me, and we just pounded through the people, and, you know, his kebabs didn't burn and anything, and, man, he was so grateful, and every time I see him, he's like, oh, you remember that time? You come and help me out. You bailed me out. What happened was he was running out of product, and his partner went down to Owatonna to get some more product.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the line just went crazy. So, super nice guy.
I remember a local, and I won't mention which one it was, as they said, this was a great year. We ran out of food at 2 o'clock on Sunday or 1 o'clock, whatever it was. And I said, that isn't the way you do it. You want to have food left over,
right?
Because you served everybody, and, you know, that one that cost you a dollar to make, you could have sold for $2, for example.
Right.
And why don't you have 10 leftover hot dogs? And anyhow,
you're going to make money.
They try to you know, not run out of products. And I remember in the early years, you had to convince people you don't want to run out of products.
Right.
Period. Amen. Do you have any corn on the cob, people?
I do.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it took a while, but actually he's called the Corn Monkey. And this is only the second year that I've had him in here. But, or no, this will be the third year. It's really hard to find sweet corn vendors, good sweet corn vendors. A lot of them grow their corn, and they grow it according to what they sell during events that they attend. And because we're the last event, sometimes if some of these other events are busier for them, they don't have any corn left for us. And so there was 4 or 5 years that we never had a sweet corn vendor downtown, and I'd been looking everywhere I'm at. I got church functions we got them at, and they're like, I can't get enough corn. Finally, I put the word out with all the vendors 3 years ago, and I got two calls for this same guy. And his trailer is really awesome. It's got a picture of a monkey on it. Looks like the trailer is sitting in a cornfield. There's corn stalks on it, and the sweet corn is just amazing. And super nice guy that runs it, Don. Yeah, so that was my newest addition to Bridge Square. And I have turkey legs, too. I finally found a turkey leg vendor.
Are you reading my mind?
I must be.
Now, is this guy with the turkey legs, is he going to have juicy turkey legs? Not the kind when you bite that's like biting into a shingle?
Right. Yeah, and he actually has hen ones, and he has the big tom ones. Okay. So if you're not real hungry for the monster, you can have a smaller one.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, he does. He didn't think he was going to do real well, but we keep them in the same spot every year also, because then people are used to coming back to that spot to mm-hmm. find them. You know, Bridge Square is not that huge, so all they got to do is walk around a little bit, and they'll find whatever they're looking for. But
so do you have an overview? I'm not good at anything when it comes to mechanics, for example, and I can't visualize things like most people can, I assume, but do you, like in the wintertime, look at the feet and the inches and the angles and all that and have an overview, like this is where this is going to go for sure, and this is, do you do that?
I do, actually, and actually I measure them every year just to make sure that, number one, they haven't added anything, because like you said earlier in the show, the price is per square foot, and that's for their unit. A lot of them use some turf space behind their unit for their propane tank so that it's not inside with them and things like that. But we try to squeeze every inch that we can out of Bridge Square so that we give anybody who's coming to the event as many options as possible.
Now, you made a major change, I don't know when. You know what I'm going to ask you?
I do.
What? What am I going to ask you?
The bingo tent.
Yeah. What's the deal with that this year?
I've gotten approval for our security diagram for it to be where it was last year on the bridge. It allows more space for the feedback that I got is it allows people, adults, to stand back and in a quieter environment while their kids are playing bingo and communicate with people so they're not in the hustle and the bustle of all the other vendors. And the other thing that it did was the ADA, which is the American Dairy Association, we brought them up to be with the rest of the vendors, and they ran out of product every single night last year because everybody saw them. They didn't have to look for them, and they couldn't keep up last year.
Were the firemen happy after last year?
They were happy after last year, and I talked to Fire Chief Fronick, and he said that it worked very well. And then dumping the ducks off the bridge, I mean, there's a lot more room for everybody there, and it was with their bingo tent, so it kind of flowed really well last year. So they gave me approval to put that back there again this year.
Well, John, this is going to be a Wayne Eddy pat on the back. For a lot of people don't understand, but the firemen who have been part of the celebration every year, playing bingo, been in the same spot for decades, and right. I wanted to move them onto the bridge. And I met a lot of resistance, and you got it done. And I knew that is a perfect place for them. Perfect. Like you say, you can escape everything and go sit down and play bingo and relax, and there's no noise, not that noisy. And right. I just think it's a wonderful idea, and I'm glad that you were able to implement it, and I'm glad that the fire department is happy, because I want them to make a lot of money.
That's their fundraiser for the year too. Yeah. And the other thing is, putting it on the bridge, now people who drive across the other bridge over on, what is it, 5th?
No, there's we're on the 4th Street Bridge, and there's a 2nd Street Bridge to the north, and 5th Street Bridge.
So the 5th Street Bridge, when people drive across the 5th Street Bridge or the 2nd Street Bridge, they can see the bingo tent from there now.
Yeah.
And before they couldn't see it, so maybe somebody who might not attend goes, oh, there's bingo down there.
Yeah.
And because they have, this is their big fundraiser, and everybody knows it, and everybody supports them, so and it got moved only because, I mean, I wanted to, and I thought it was a good spot for it, but we had vendors that had to be placed, and they were there, and it was a lot of miscommunication, but it turned out to work out really well.
Yeah, I think you used to have a big pizza truck back there, maybe
Godfather's,
before.
Yep.
Ah, okay. Yep. It is 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and my guest this morning is a young man by the name of John, Clemenson. I got that,
yes,
right.
Sir,
okay.
That's perfect.
Clemenson, and we'll be back and talk more about the concession stands after this important time out.
Have you stood in a gym surrounded by equipment and wondered what you should be doing? Have you stepped onto a treadmill with headphones and just zoned out? Step into CrossFit Scopos instead and let our coaches and community challenge and change you with a program scaled for you and a whole community of people cheering you on to be your best self. Go to CrossFitScopos.com and learn more, then take a free class. Come talk to me. I'm Greg Berube, the owner. That's CrossFit Scopos in Dundas by Menards.
Hey, good job, Greg. Once again, folks, you are listening to 1080 on your AM dial or on 95.1 on your FM dial, the one, or by way of streaming on TuneIn or whichever way you do it. Anywhere in the world where you have access to a smartphone or a computer, except maybe some places in China or North Korea for sure, you can tune in and find out what's happening in your hometown. Now, one thing that happens is that I was trying to do a survey one time and on bank deposits, and I wanted to show how a regular weekend in Northfield, Minnesota, from a Thursday to a Sunday night, what the deposit was. Not who deposited,
right,
but just a number, a rounded off number at the banks in town. And I wanted to use that information to show people, sponsors, that, hey, you know, look at what this does for the community.
Right, right.
And when I was talking to one banker, he said something that I really was taken aback by. And he says that the grocery stores take a hit during Defeat of Jesse James days. Hmm. I mean, well, does that surprise you?
Not really. Not if you think about the whole entity of things. People aren't cooking. They don't want to cook for themselves. They're going to come down and enjoy the last fair food of the year, really. Because I think we're one of the last events in the state of Minnesota, anywhere close to here, where they can get their fix on, you know, corn dogs, prono pups, crab cakes, fritters, you know, walleye fingers, whatever. And so it's a break from having to cook at home, and yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Well, and I thought it would some of it would be made up by purchases by the vendors that go to the local grocery store and buy their hot dogs, but I think you're right on there, is that people are busy and they're not out grocery shopping as much as a normal Thursday through Friday, or Saturday, Sunday. Okay, I'll get there. So are you going to the big banquet tonight?
I'm not going to be at the banquet tonight. I will be at the bleachers cutting at 3 o'clock. Yes. Okay. That site looks awesome.
Have you checked that site?
I have.
I mean, like today? I mean, is it okay?
It's. I tried to mow it yesterday.
Yesterday?
In between. I went down to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
To see if I could, because it's quite long. And when it's long, even if it doesn't have 3.5-4 inches of rain, whatever we got. My rain gauge said 3.5 inches last night, and it rained all night. But there was standing water. Yesterday, about 11 o'clock, we went down there. So probably tonight.
A.M.?
Yep.
Okay.
So this afternoon, tomorrow morning, we'll go down and look at it again and see if it's ready to be mowed yet, just so that people aren't walking through that long grass. And if they, you know, it's just, it looks cleaner.
Now, how did
looks
you
sharp.
Get that job?
Well, it's just something I do on my own.
But would you bring a lawnmower with you?
Well, yeah, I have the city contracts for City Hall, the pool, Bridge Square.
You do?
I do.
Yep. I didn't know that.
And so
where do you live?
I live in Faribault.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And so I was awarded the contracts, and so because I have my equipment, I do the Veterans Memorial Park over there.
Okay.
And so I just drive underneath the bridge so that I can take care of it with my bigger mowers and make it look sweet.
Well, that's cool. I never knew that.
Yep.
That's a good. And we have to watch the carnival. And, you know, I see they have one truck here so far. And today's the day that they move in and set up. And tomorrow night is their opening night. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I think they need to wait. He pulled up yesterday while it was raining, and he knows better than to pull in there. And the river is really high. It really came up yesterday.
Do you know Greg, the carnival guy?
I don't know Greg. No.
Heck of a nice guy.
Yeah. I think the first year he came, he put on this big, huge buffet of food.
Not him.
Not him?
No.
No. Okay, he wouldn't do that.
No, that was the you know, we contract the carnival.
Right.
And that would have been the contract we had with the one before.
Oh, I see.
Who did have these a chef and
right.
In the background, certain people were invited in that were the movers and shakers. And and that was years ago. And it was it was fun. It was nice. Holy cow, thank you.
Right.
But the fella now does not do that. But he's got, you know, you think Carney, he is a businessman.
Right.
And he's a good guy, and he doesn't take any negative things by any of his employees or attendees.
Right.
And puts on a very good show and is very happy. He loves Northfield.
Yeah. And it's very clean down there, very not Carney-like.
One of the things that I have to tell the story every year. One year we had, when I was concessions chairman, the guy called up and said, I can't make it. Something broke down. We're not going to be there. Well, how can you not be here? I mean, so I found a carnival, and they were home and putting stuff away.
Oh, wow.
And they brought her down, and they put on a carnival. So I had him continue because he did that. And it was great. And he had a pet goat. And that was so attractive to all the kids.
Sure. Heck yeah. Kids love animals.
One morning I saw him, and he was kind of ticked off. And I said, what's the matter? Some damn dog ate my goat.
Oh, no.
I had to stifle my laugh. I mean, it's not funny, but
wow,
I mean, it's like, who'd ever think of that,
right?
And a dog would come and, you know, and it was a little,
he's lucky an eagle dog didn't come get that goat.
Yeah,
we got some big eagles around.
Well, you know, sometimes you get my goat.
I do.
No, I'm well, John, we're going to have Deb Anthony, the general chairman, coming in shortly, and I want to wrap things up with you. And once again, can you, by memory, take us down, starting on the northwest corner of our northeast corner of Bridge Square and go around and tell us who all's going to be coming.
Well, I have walleye fingers, crab cakes, funnel cakes, pronto pups, turkey legs, sweet corn, fresh squeezed lemonade, pizza, caramel apples, gourmet cotton candy, tribal taste, fresh cut fries, cheese curds, corn dogs, gluten-free cheese curds, steak sandwiches, Dippin' Dots, shakes from the American Dairy Association, pork sandwiches from the American Pork Association, pork producers, crab fritters, quesadillas, and Philly cheesesteaks, cakewalk, gyros, kebabs, shaved ice, burgers, fried pickles, tacos. Oh, and I want to wish my girlfriend a happy birthday. Her birthday is on Saturday. Every Defeated Jesse James Days, her birthday falls on, and it just drives her crazy.
Why?
Well, because
you can't go.
I can't be there.
Okay.
I can, but I, like, if it falls on a Friday or a Thursday, like,
yeah,
because it moves, and she just gets slighted a lot.
Well, somebody is giving you a phone call right now. So the bottom line is you're going to have enough concessions for. Now, I got a question. You mentioned walleye. Is that the one that is on the corner by the bridge?
Yep. He's, I mean, way up as you come.
Yeah, and he faces Fifth Street.
Yes.
And now that's kind of like a lonely spot. And I remember when Angel put that there when she was concessions chair, and he's back every year, and it was a last-minute deal in the worst spot, and he loves it.
He does, and he doesn't want to move because he gets all the traffic from the carnival coming across. He gets all the foot traffic coming from any direction they see him, and they're just absolutely awesome. It's probably the best food out of a truck for walleyes that you can find.
Yeah.
And Gary Rasmussen just does a fun. And he's got fried pickles in there, too. I don't know if you know about that.
Fried pickles?
Fried pickles. They are fabulous.
I like pickles.
You should try one. Deep fry it with a thin batter. And, yeah, it's
Do you ever have to deal with Steve DeLong, the manager of the Northfield Liquor Store?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, well, that's good.
And we get our ice from him.
Yep, and he's very cooperative.
Yes.
And it's his parking spot, and we make sure that people don't go in there and use that after 10 o'clock at night. It's
right,
okay.
Right.
So, anyhow, looks like you're excited and ready to rock and roll. And tomorrow night, if everything's right, or some people open tomorrow afternoon, don't they?
Yeah, 12 o'clock they can start selling food. So come on down and partake in all that the Defeated Jesse James Days has to offer down at Bridge Square.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, Wayne.
And I'll see you all weekend.
Yes.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thanks, man.
2006 official.
Sure. Same
2006.
Color.
That's 12 years, man.
It is.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, John. On KYMN, a friend you can count on. Next up is going to be Deb Anthony, the general chair. And Mr. Clemenson is a guy that's in the lawn mowing business. I never knew that. You know, we're so doggone busy that weekend, we can't really stand around and chit and chat. We got to rock and roll. Coming in next will be Deb Anthony on KYMN, a friend you definitely can count on. And we are going to wrap up today's Wayne Eddy Affair in the next half hour.
Welcome home to Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, Northfield Manor is proud to offer HUD Section 8 subsidized equal opportunity housing for adults 62 and older. Take advantage of all amenities on campus, including our state-of-the-art theater, Imelda's Marketplace, Fitness Center, Main Street Cafe, walking trails, and more. Call today, 507-650-7332. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation, choice, tradition.
Hi, I'm Pam Thekencher, senior pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northfield. We invite you to join us for beautiful, song-filled worship every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. We are located at 500 3rd Street West in Northfield. If you can't join us in person, you can listen to our broadcast at 8:30 a.m. every Sunday on KYMN Radio 1080 a.m. or live online at kymnradio.net. Go to stjohnsnorthfield.org to see our full calendar of events. We hope to see you soon.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Deb Anthony next on the Wayne Eddy Affair. She's a little bit late. I think she took the last train to Clarksville, where she's monkeying around. Last train to Clarksville, the Monkees on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and Good Morning. That was popular in 1966, I believe. And right now it is 10:36 on Kim, a friend you can count on. This is Defeated Jesse James Day's week on the Wayne Eddy Affair. I've had the privilege of talking to some of the people that are involved in everything. And Jessica Irwin started off on Tuesday, yesterday, and she's in charge of the Haywood Banquet that will be tonight at 5 o'clock. And then we had Herman Transberg come in and talk about the rodeo. And then we had Bridget Helcock, and she's the official official photographer. And then we had Felix Wilson, and Felix is a guy that is, he wears about 9 different hats and helps an awful lot. We started off this morning with Angela Eddy, and she's in charge of the Thunder Night Thursday Thunder show that will be on division between 5th and 6th. And then Debbie Larson stepped in, and Debbie has a lot of experience with the Defeated Jesse James Days, serving as secretary on a couple of occasions and still, and also as general chairman. Last half hour, we heard from John Clemenson about all the good things that are going to go on in Bridge Square when it comes to all the great, what I call grazing foods. And then Deb Anthony will be my guest till 11 o'clock this morning on KYMN Radio. She is the general chairperson of the celebration, and she's going to tell about all the different things she's heard about what's going on with her committee. And when she gets her, I'll ask, and she'll probably tell me that she heard it through the grapevine.
Chosen hands to make me blue with some other guy you knew before.
takes me back in time. Yeah. 1966, heard it through the grapevine. That, of course, is Marvin Gaye on the Wayne Eddy Affair. And we have a guest in studio. We have the general chairman for the Defeated Jesse James Days, Deb Anthony. And thank you for being here, Deb.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Okay, you can bring that a little closer if you want. And you are very busy. Now, this is the opening day of the whole celebration. Starts at noon at the cemetery, Northfield Cemetery, honoring Joseph Lee Haywood, of course, and then the banquet tonight honoring Noel Stratmone and Lois Stratmone. And 3 o'clock, the ribbon cutting for the rodeo new bleachers that we bought. And you're the general chairman, so the buck stops with you. What can you share with the folks on what it's like on a day like today that you've been working towards for the last year?
Day like today is, it's pretty crazy. You know, things start happening about 7 a.m. for me, and they'll continue throughout the day, and just dealing with issues that may pop up and handling them. And it's busy, but it's fun.
Okay, so you have various people from, I would imagine, the city, the Northfield Police Department, which you work with in tandem, and mm-hmm. you also have committee chair people that need to get this or get that done, and where's this and where's that, and you're supposed to be all-knowing.
Yep.
And yet you find surprises.
Oh, I do. You know, you learn something new every day, and it's a great experience, you know, to deal with so many great people.
Okay. So what do you think is going to happen in regards to, I would imagine, Greg, the fellow that has the carnival, is probably concerned and looking at Ames Park along with the city officials. Last time that happened, they got out to Kmart.
Yeah, and 3 years ago we were out at Kmart, yeah, in the Kmart parking lot.
Well, that's no longer Kmart. It's owned and operated by different people now, with the theater, the liquor store, and the carpet store.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do if they can't put their equipment in Ames Park?
Well, I'll be talking with the city later this afternoon and making a decision on whether or not it's too wet.
And?
You know, we have the weather going for us. It's going to be sunny for the rest of the week, so no more rain coming. So hopefully it'll be just fine.
I don't mean to pressure you, but what the heck? That's your job. So what would happen if they can't do that?
If we can't do it, we do have some contingencies.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be helpful for people to know. And is it walkable or drivable or...
Yeah, so, you know, last night at our meeting, you know, we talked about if we needed to move it out to possibly Seckler Park.
Oh.
And so if that was the case, we would provide busing and obviously get the word out to everyone.
Oh, okay. That's a thought. Well,
yeah.
Okay. There's always surprises. People know how to get things done one way or the other. So
yeah.
What other things? You'll be at the dedication this at noon.
Yep.
And will you have a person there from Carleton College?
Yep.
And I want you in length to tell us what they talked about the value of the monies that were in the bank at the time.
Yep.
And compared to today's inflation. And it sounds like a little when what they had in there.
It sounds like a little, but it's really a lot for
today,
the times.
Yeah, yeah. And
yep.
they like to remind people that there was no FDIC back in those days in 1876. So it was the farmers who had money in there, the merchants that had money in there, the colleges that had money in there,
yeah,
and the... I imagine the horseshoe guy, and everybody had their money in there, and if Jesse James and his gang were successful, all of those people would have lost out. They'd have been wiped out, some of them. So that's why we honor Joseph Lee Haywood
mm-hmm.
at the banquet tonight. What else goes on at that banquet?
Well, we also have our buttons that we auction off.
Yep.
So the buttons, numbers 1 through 5.
Oh.
Get framed, and then we auction those off this evening as well.
Okay. That's a nice fundraiser.
Yep.
And Jerry Skluzacek is our exclusive frame maker, and he always comes up with...
He does a phenomenal job.
Yeah. And it's beautifully framed, and, you know, it can be hung in your home with pride.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, but the main reason is to honor Lois and Noel Stratmone for their distinguished service to the community.
And the Roberts and Pavic, Don, who's a past chairman of the defeated Jesse James Days, and I'm sorry, I can't recall the other ones that are going to be speaking on behalf of the Stratmones, and we'll hear from them also. The ambassadors, the most recently coronation ambassadors in August, will make their very first public appearance tonight at the Northfield Ballroom, and they'll be displaying the buttons and helping with the auction.
Yep.
And it's a fast early program, starts at 5 at 6:30, between 6 and 6:30 dinner, then the program, and we're out of there sometimes, well, before
by 9 o'clock.
Anybody's invited, by the way. Their walk-ins are welcome. It's $20 per person, and you can get there at 5 o'clock, and Andy Langhow and his crew will be there, and they'll take your $20 and go in, have a seat, have a wonderful meal, and enjoy the presentation of the Stratmones, followed by the button auction, and then followed by a drawing for the
Sertoma Club with the $125 pins that they sell.
Yeah. And they may have some available that night if people want to buy one and help make a donation.
Yeah, a lot of times they've had a couple leftovers. Yeah.
Okay. So that's today, tonight.
Tonight.
And then tomorrow, what is the general manager, general chairman? You have 12 minutes. Well, actually, we have a couple of words. And kind of, I'll tell you what we can do. Let you take your breath here. She's been running around all morning. So we'll take a brief break here. And in that time, I want you to think about what you want to let people know. What does a general chairman do for Defeated Jesse James Days? Earlier this morning with one of our guests, I mentioned that last Tuesday, I asked all the past general chairs to stand up, and a whole big bunch of people stood up, and all the other people on the committee and all that say, wow, people have been staying with this organization for years and years. You've been around for years
just like
and years.
You. Yeah. This year's your 51st year.
Yeah, look at that. Did you see that?
I saw your award,
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with our general chair right after these important messages.
Hey, what you selling?
Fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
You know it.
Can I give it a test drive?
Absolutely. Just be careful. It has a lot of power.
Oh, man. Whether you're in the market for a new dirt bike, jet ski, four-wheeler, motorcycle, side-by-side, or pretty much any other fun thing you're looking for, remember Leo's South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Portable one, the one you want at Leo's South.
We sell fun. Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Flexion Care Suites on the campus of Three Links here in Northfield offers comfort care in a home-like environment. We provide compassionate, specialized end-of-life care to residents and families during phases of an incurable illness. We have a wonderful staff that provides the highest quality of care, supporting each resident's personal wishes. I am Susan Samuelson, Clinical Nurse Manager of Reflections. You can call me at 664-8809 for a tour of this beautiful facility.
A home is probably the biggest purchase you'll ever make, and you want to make sure everything goes smoothly. Call me, State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell. I not only offer homeowners insurance to protect your investment, but I can help with home loans too. No wonder more homeowners trust State Farm than any other insurance company. For information, call me, State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell at 645-4545. Providing insurance and financial services, loans are offered through State Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back live and in color from our studios in downtown Northfield, Minnesota, 95.1 FM, the one, of course, 1080 AM on your dial, 50 years old on September 27th, and this is the Wayne Eddy Affair, and in studio I have the general chairwoman of the Defeated Jesse James Day celebration, and the weather has kind of been a little bit, we're going to talk about that, and then the rodeo, we had to get rid of the bleachers that were there for years and years and get new ones. And what's the progress in regards to what I've seen so far at the rodeo?
The bleachers are just, they're putting on the final touches right now as far as the steps and the handicap seating and the ramps. But we'll be ready to go come Friday for the first rodeo Friday evening, and we will be bringing in extra bleachers too.
Okay.
I know there's been a little concern about, you know, not being enough seating down there, and we've always brought in extra bleachers. So,
Okay. And actually,
the set that's there now that we put up is equal to what both of the other bleachers, the seating capacity.
Okay.
For both of them.
There are about 1,700 seats. I that's what I heard from somebody last night, I think it was, or the week before. But whatever
I think with putting in the ADA seating,
yeah,
and, you know, making sure that we have enough spots for them,
yeah,
you know, it's probably more like 1,350.
Okay. Well, in any event, you know, there are three rodeos, Friday night at 8 o'clock and Saturday afternoon at one?
At 2.
2, okay. Mm-hmm. And then again Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and if people want to go to it, there's a daytime show, and the bleachers faced east, so you don't have the sun in your face, and you'll be able to see everything, and there'll be plenty of seating because new seats are coming in, a decision,
yep,
by the general chairperson to do that. Everything comes back to you. The buck stops there.
It does.
What other things in your position are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I'm going to try to make every event.
Yeah, good luck.
I know. I might just pass through, but I'm going to try to make every event.
Yeah. Did you get to the Derby last year?
Yes, I did.
You did?
That
okay.
was amazing. I never had the opportunity to do that before because I was a treasurer, so I was usually in the entertainment center and handling all of that stuff. But, you know, last year when I got out and got to see everything, I was amazed.
What
they've done for it.
What's
wonderful.
You've heard all about it all year long, people making their reports. And then last year, for the first time, you got to go actually see everything because you were holed up in a mobile home or trailer, if you will. And you were the treasurer before.
Yep.
And so people needed to come to you for a lot of different things, so you had to be available. And then last year you went out and you got to see everything. What were some of the things that you saw that you went, oh, that is really cool. I only heard about it before.
You know, the Soapbox Derby is really what amazed me. You know, the kids were having so much fun and all the work that went into it. And the part that I really liked was standing by Monty where he was, you know.
The police chief.
Yep, the police chief, yep. And he was clocking the speed as they came down the hill, and it was just amazing. The kids were just so happy. And
did you get out to the tractor pull?
I did.
Okay, now.
Well, that's one event that I've always gotten to go to.
Okay, well, you know, I hadn't been there that often. Did you get to the giddy-up race?
Well, I had a couple fires to put out,
So
I did get there a little late,
mm-hmm,
but I was able to help stack the hay on the trailer.
Okay. Isn't that funny? You're the general chairman. You're out there working your butt off.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
And what about other things like, did you go to all three rodeos?
All three rodeos. And then on Saturday evening, you know, able to give away the prizes to the winning cowboys and cowgirl. And
oh, cool.
That was amazing, being down actually by the chutes.
Yeah.
And watching the rodeo from that angle.
Did you have to wash your boots off afterwards?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a little
no
muddy.
Kidding?
Yeah.
So what about the carnival? Did you talk to Greg and the guys over at the carnival?
No, I didn't talk to the guys. I did talk with Steve Wilson, who is the event chair for the carnival.
Yeah.
He did a phenomenal job.
Did you take a ride on the Ferris wheel?
I don't do so well with rides.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm getting at is that the general chair generally is looked at by others that are vendors or carnival people or rodeo people or whatever is like, hey, here's the boss, they're here. And they kind of, you know, you get a little special attention. But did you notice that when last year when you went through the food and concessions and they, oh, you're the general chair, would you like a crown of pup?
Well, I don't know about the free food, but but yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that, but...
And you've done some radio interviews other than KYMN Radio.
Yep, and, KDHL.
Yep. Oh, you didn't have to say that.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right. Greg is going to be talking to you. Gordy. And so I want to know another thing as general chairman. Do you have the opportunity to talk to anybody and help them other than the hay thing with things, or do you're too busy just all together doing things, or do you say, okay, I will come over and take names, or I will come and give information out?
Yep. No, I mean, I always ask if they need any help, and I'm always willing to help them out.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is. And one stacking hay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'm asking guests is, what is your favorite event and why, or your favorite event, period? What do you like most about Defeat of Jesse James Days?
The rodeo.
Really?
The rodeo.
Okay. Yep. I've had the rodeo. I've had the raid reenactment.
Yep.
I like the raid reenactment number one, and number two is the visit to the elementary schools.
Yes, I got to do that last year, and that was amazing.
Going to come with us this year?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want to say something to anybody, or do you want to just watch?
I'll just watch.
Okay, thank
you. I'll
say
hi.
I'm glad you said that. Okay.
I'll let you do the talking, Wayne. You do a good job.
So tonight's a big night. You're going to be in charge of that event. I mean, we know
yeah.
Miss Irwin is in charge of that.
Jessica's in charge.
But you're going to be up front at the table, right?
Yep, I'll be at the front table.
I'll be there.
With Lois and Noel.
Yep.
All right.
And then you're going to present them with a nice plaque.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's one of the joys of being the general chair is I get to award them with the Distinguished Service Award.
Do you have a speech?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
good.
I can't say it now, though.
Hey, by the way, I have to tell you that at the event for Gonzalez, the lady that was
Vanessa
of the Queen of Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reception for her, and you got up and gave a wonderful speech. I really was impressed. You did I expect it, but it was really good. I admired
you
for that. Yep, and I admire you for taking on the job of general chairman for last year and this year. I think you made a good decision about keeping the same color and the same shirt rather than have to buy one every year. So save a few bucks there, and we'll see you around town all weekend.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very
so much.
And that concludes this morning's KYMN Radio visit with the individuals that are part of the big celebration and make it happen. Tomorrow morning, Thursday, Becca Peterson, a member of the board of directors, will be in. Sandy Vesladal, who has done many things even way before the celebration. And Mark Anthony is going to talk about the entertainment center. And we'll wrap it up with Sid Casper and hopefully Martha, and they'll talk about the tractor pull, which is a big deal. That is it for the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. We are KYMN from Northfield, Minnesota, 1080 on your AM dial and 95.1 FM. It's 11 o'clock.
The KYMN Climate Show is a monthly feature here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080, discussing changes in climate and the science behind it. And now, your hosts, Alan Anderson and Bruce Moreland.
Welcome to the KYMN Climate Show with Bruce Moreland and Alan Anderson, where we discuss climate issues in the news and then dig into the stories behind the stories. So, what stories have we found in the recent weeks, Alan?
Well, Bruce, today we're going to be talking about the military and climate change. But to start, we're going to give some background that relates to those military issues. Our first article is titled, All-Time Heat Records Have Been Set All Over the World. In this article, it enumerates new all-time high temperature records set on almost every continent, including 105 degrees in Mile High City, Denver, 98 degrees in cool Montreal, Canada, 9 consecutive days over 110 in Phoenix, Arizona, 105 degrees in the mountains of the European country of Georgia, 107 degrees in Armenia, and on the other end of the spectrum, a new all-time high, low nighttime temperature of 109 degrees in Oman in the Middle East. Just imagine your cooling off nighttime temperature is 109. Pretty hard to imagine. But these are all new records indicative of our warming planet. Other articles discuss research on crop production, which indicates that in Iowa, that the increasing high and increasing low temperatures are decreasing corn and soybean production. And in this vein, an article talks about this summer in Germany, grain production is expected now to be down 20% and potato production down 25% due to higher temperatures. This, unfortunately, is what's ahead if we don't decrease CO2 emissions. So, Bruce, what have you found?
Well, at first I have to ask you, does that mean that my Freedom Fries are going to be more expensive now?
It may very well mean that.
Uh-oh, don't like that.
And in fact, just a sidebar, because of a combination of both high temperatures and long-time spring moistures, over-moistures, the Minnesota sugar beet production is going to be off this year. And of course, torrential rains and wetter springs is also a part of the challenges of climate change.
Interestingly, we just heard from a friend who went to Duluth who found that it was hot and humid up there. Can you imagine hot and humid in Duluth? It doesn't work that way, does it?
It's not supposed to,
not
anyway.
Not supposed to, yeah. All right, so my interesting story then that kind of follows on that is that Australia is wilting under a climate change event. They are, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Australia, they are clearing over 1,000